Good morning. I'm Mike, and this is The Odd Pod, a podcast about podcasts that is also, strangely enough, a podcast. And today we're going to look at three Halloween-ish podcasts. So hopefully you're listening to this when it's cold and dark outside. All right, but for now, let's take a peek behind the curtain and see what scary tales are waiting for us. Now it's October, which is appropriate since the moon is creeping up in the sky, it's getting fuller, and it was once worshipped by the pagans as a special time of year when the harvesting started and the summer ended. Now Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. It's spelt different than it sounds. It's spelt like S-A-M-H-A-I-N, and the Celts, who lived roughly 2,000 years ago, mostly in the area that's now Ireland, the UK, and northern France, they celebrated their New Year's on November 1st. Now, at the time, bonfires were lit and they were deemed to be protective barriers against the other worlds where souls wandered. People would often leave treats around to feed their long-dead ancestors. And it was thought that the dead walked around during this festival time, so the people would use the ashes from the bonfires to mask their identity. So, in case close spirits of their family members wanted to take them over to the other side. That's how we ended up with costumes and candy to celebrate this holiday. Now, by 43 AD, the Romans had conquered the Celts, and they rolled their holidays together to make an easier transition for the two cultures to merge. They mixed in the Roman holiday of Feralia, which is the Roman festival for the dead, and Pomona, which is the Roman goddess of fruits and vegetables. Her symbol is actually the apple, which is why we have bobbing for apples. It's also why apples are referred to as pommes in a lot of different languages, like pomme de terre in French. Now, there's obviously a lot more to it than that, but this isn't a history podcast, and I'm not actually a real professor. So, let's dive into some spooky podcasts that should keep your ear holes cowering in fright this spooky season. First off, we have Spooky Hour. Now, this is a Canadian podcast. The hosts are Holly and Danielle. And they walk us through usually two stories. One scary, one is true crime, usually. They drink. And they banter. And it's released every Monday. I think that they've been doing it now for a few months. It's an independent production, so I don't hear any ads running, which is nice. I'm going to put a little sample in here. Listen to it. Let me know what you think.
I also thought it was weird. Police took Ed in for questioning on a hunch. He had somewhat of a reputation for being a weirdo at this point in time, and police started to put two and two together. While Ed was at the station, officers entered his home to search for evidence, but instead found what looked like a scene from a horror movie. Bernice Warden's headless body was hanging from the ceiling. The article... I believe she was upside down as well.
Now, I think that I like that podcast because the hosts tend to enjoy each other's company. They've been friends for a long time, and you can sense that with their shared past. Anyway, the stories come to life as each one takes turns finishing a story for each other. They don't tell each other what they're working on, so the other host is surprised and laughter and they gasp, and it's genuine. It's fresh. That's what I enjoy. Then I realized, quickly, that a lot of other horror podcasts share a similar style. So secondly, we have real-life ghost stories. Now, this has also been around for a while. It's hosted by an Irish woman named Emma and her British husband, Dan. I believe they have a couple other podcasts. I know Dan does for sure. Mainly, it's Emma who reads the stories and Dan reacting to them with sounds of genuine fear and discomfort. I find his reactions both hilarious and cringeworthy. Now, mainly they read real ghost stories that are submitted to them. Usually, it's three. Sometimes, it's only two. Once in a while, they'll do a movie review. The podcast, it's almost about 45 minutes long, and sometimes they'll have shorter bonus episodes. I'm going to put a little bit of it here for you to listen to.
A wide arched doorway led to the dining room. Then another open doorway led to a small office room. And one final open doorway led to the kitchen. From the kitchen, there was a door that led to a newer built part of the house where my parents and my little sister had their own space. The first room was my sister's bedroom. Then there was a little hallway where the bathroom was, and the hallway ended at my parents' bedroom.
So what did you think of that? You like that? Now, they also have a Patreon account, and I believe that Patreon supporters get the bonus tracks early. And last in the list is called And That's Why We Drink. That's its name, And That's Why We Drink. Now, Christine and M are the two hosts of this true crime slash paranormal show. It's pretty popular, too. You might have actually heard of it. I had never heard of it before, but a few of my friends have. Now, I just discovered it, so I'm kind of burning through the back catalog just to kind of catch up and fill my ears with their addictive sweet stories. Apparently, these ladies are friends with the host from a similar podcast called Wine and Crime. Where do these people get the names? Anyway, let's give it a quick lesson.
Are you Christine?
Listen, I'm great. Thank you for asking.
How has your day been?
How's it going? I've spent it every waking moment with you. So
and sleeping moment.
Every waking and unconscious moment.
Yay!
Together.
Well, Christine, yesterday after we recorded, she was like, I am a little scared to sleep in the apartment by myself. And I went, okay, sleepover.
And then I did the whole like, no, you don't have to. And I was like, can you just shut up? I'm coming.
I was like, you already made it clear. I'm coming. It's
fine. Then poor Eva came over and then went home alone. So.
Well, you also got locked out of our apartment for like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
With all of your stuff.
With multiple suitcases. Yeah.
I don't know why. I find them extremely funny to listen to. I just like the banter. Personally, I really like it. A lot of people don't, but I enjoy it when the hosts just kind of go back and forth. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that pretty funny. Okay, so that was a 3 podcast. I suggest you go out there, download a few on your favorite player, and listen to them. And our bonus find is called King's Falls AM. Now, it's a fictional podcast about a late-night AM radio station and the paranormal calls that it gets. It's currently on hiatus, but there's about 5 years of backlog that you can go through. It's more of a comedy horror with a built-in laugh track, but it's interesting. And that's it. That is the Odd Pod for this week. If you have any questions or comments, you can direct them to the website, which is oddpod.ca. That's AUDPOD.ca. And that's where you'll find all the contact information, including my email and Twitter and everything else. If you have any questions or comments, leave them in the comment section of the website. And feel free to share this podcast, review it, let me know what you think. I'm still pretty new to this, so that's it. Happy Halloween.